ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood, King of Crash, the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, along with our producer, George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time talking about sports and collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you want to talk about one of your collectibles, sports, pop culture, it can be anything that you have, political items. If you want to know the value or just tell us a neat item you have, we'll be here and we'll try to give you an idea of what your item might sell for in a current auction. And happy holiday, Bears fans. It's opening day for Bears fans today.
It's finally here.
The NFL is finally here. Great game Thursday night. If you're
the Bears,
if you want the Packers to lose, it was really a good game. Now, I'm driving in today, okay? I'm thinking to myself, look at this beautiful sunrise, great weather for the Bears game, it looks like. All of a sudden, splat.
Oh, what happened?
Bird craps all over my windshield. And I'm thinking to myself, I hope that's not a sign. Please, Buffalo Bills, do not crap on our Bears fans' windshield today.
Oh, I hope not.
It was like it, right as I'm just thinking, what a beautiful day.
What is that, Murphy's Law or something?
Yeah,
like,
it's going to happen.
Wrong, will go wrong, even if it's a bird crapping on your windshield.
Right. So, Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, your next auction is September 29th, running through the first week in October, correct? Bill Huggins is here with us. Bill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we got the auction running end of September through early October. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're just finalizing everything in the catalog, and it should be, we should probably be mailing it out in about 2 weeks.
I was looking, one of the items in there is a 1955 Topps All-America Football complete PSA graded set of 100 cards. It's number 27 on the registry with an average rating of 7.266. So that means basically a PSA 7 is near mint. So they take all the grades for all the cards in the set and they average them out. This average grade is better than a near mint set. So the cool part about a set like that, if you buy one where everything's already graded, okay, you're number 27 on the registry now. Let's say down the road you feel like, oh, I want to try to upgrade this. You see you've got a 7 of one card. You want to try to, you see an 8.5. You want to try to upgrade it. You can buy the 8.5 and sell your 7 and get some of that money back and try to keep moving up the registry. And that's what guys do, and that's why some high-graded, even common cards can go for a ton of money because these guys are battling it out, yeah, trying to have one of the higher-graded sets in the registry, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get into the low-pop things, whereas just a common card from that 55 set, card number 63 or whatever, he could only have maybe 2 8s and 1 9 and no 10s. So that's a card that, for some reason, it may have been on the corner of a sheet or something like that when it was cut, and there are just very few specimens out there that fall in that grade, whereas others, you may see 29s and, 48s, so not as tough a card.
And that's why you would see, like, some nobody going for a ton of money because the guy wants to have the number one graded set, mm-hmm, wants that only 9 out there. A lot of big names in the 1955 All-America set. Anybody like in particular stand out to you, Vince, when you were looking at that?
No, Newt Rockne, Otto Graham, Jim Thorpe. I mean, and if you look at this set on Huggins and Scott website, very colorful set.
It is. It's beautiful. It's a really cool set. And that should be interesting to see what that does. Now, I don't know why this leads me to this.
You find a connection with a lot of things.
My mind tends to bounce around during a show. My wife and I were watching Houdini on the History Channel. Houdini, it's really a pretty interesting. It was a two-part thing. I think it was 2 hours and then maybe an hour and a half. We watched the two-hour one, but it's kind of interesting that the actor's really good in it as who. I think it's Adrian Brody is his name. He's really good as Houdini, but it's really interesting. They show how a lot of the tricks were actually done, which really makes it a cool thing to watch. So whenever I see something like that, then I think, okay, what is like an autograph of this guy go for or whatever? I looked up a Houdini signed letter. It sold a couple years ago for over $1,700. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, not bad. Very, very interesting character, that Houdini. I didn't get the thing where it shows, and I think he maybe later died because of this. He used to have people punch him in the stomach just to show that he could take the punch.
Yep, and I guess just a week before he died, somebody cracked him, and he wasn't really ready for it, and that led to a ruptured appendix or something, and then he ended up dying.
That led to his death. Yes, that was kind of interesting. But then... Now, seeing that letter sold for $1,700, that led me to another thing here. Okay, this last week, a listener actually came in with some vintage cards from the 60s. A couple pretty good names in it. Nothing really great. Not that good a condition. I'm like, I don't know. You really don't have enough to even try to auction here. He said he had some other thing. I was like, no, that didn't sound too good. I go, do you have any memorabilia or anything else like that that you think might be valuable? And he goes, well, I don't know if this is anything or not, but I have a Niall Kinnick signed letter. I'm like, wow. Whoa, Niall Kinnick. He's a guy they named the stadium after at the University of Iowa. He died in 1943. In World War II, actually, he wasn't shot down. I think he was in a training mission and had just problems with his jet, which I think happened more than people realize. A lot of those planes crashed while they were training.
I was reading it was a large oil leak. So oil just started coming out of the airplane, and that's what led to the crash and him dying.
I guess he tried to land in the ocean and died in that crash. But I was telling this story to another customer, another listener who happened to be in, and this is Dave from Plainfield was in, and he told me something interesting also. Well, anyway, the Niall Kinnick letter, that should sell for at least thousands. I've seen them sell over $5,000. Wow. I saw one even sell over $10,000. So, I mean, that's big money if that guy can find that letter. And I think Bill Huggins, that might end up, if he finds it, I think it's going to end up in a Huggins and Scott auction down the road. But
that'd be a great item.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Have you sold any Kinnick stuff, Bill, that you recall?
Vince, I don't think we have at all.
There might have been one. I was looking in the Huggins auction history, and I think there was one that was, I think, if I remember right, it was over 5,000, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was a few years ago. But anyway, Dave from Plainfield also said that a Niall Kinnick coin is used still to this day for all Big Ten football games. They have a Niall Kinnick coin that they do the coin toss before the games. So I put something up on Twitter yesterday. I don't know. I didn't hear from the Big Ten about it, but I wondered how many of those they make and what they do with the coins afterward, because Dave was saying he maybe wouldn't mind trying to maybe buy one of those, which would be kind of neat. Yeah. I don't know how long they've been doing it, but it was really pretty interesting. So that Niall Kinnick was really quite the guy. So now let's get off the storytelling here. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We actually have a prize package. Last week's winner didn't pick up the prize. So we're giving away a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set, a 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP hockey box, and a Panini Prism 2014 baseball box. which you can get Abreu and Chris Bryan autos in there. So give us a call with a question about the value of an item, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. We've got Carmelo, is it, from Griffith, Indiana. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call and ask a question to you fellas.
Sure.
Okay, I got a Walter Payton signed football, and I was contemplating getting Gale Sayers on it. What do you think about that?
Well, I think as a Bears fan, and for me, someone who has, you know, watched them both play in the games, I think it's a great idea for a Bears collector, purely from a collector's sake. I love it. I have a, I had a Ditka single signed football, and I got Buddy Ryan to sign the other side
nice.
Of it, just because, you know, it's cool. So now, value wise, Bill Huggins, does that probably maybe does right. that hurt it, or does
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Does it hurt it, or
yeah, Carmelo, that two single signed footballs, one of Sayers and one of Payton, would sell for twice as much as the one ball signed by the two of them.
Right. But then it boils down to, are you doing this more for the fun of what you want to have, or are you doing it for more for value's sake? If you're doing it for fun and you think it's cool, then do it.
Yep.
You know, and that's why I did the Buddy Ryan Ditka, you know, so I can show
right.
people that come, hey, look at this football, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah,
if that's what
great.
You want to do, then do it. And, you know, they, we were just talking at Triple Crown earlier this week that it, from a purely value sake, like
right.
single sign baseballs, for instance, way more valuable than baseballs with like I picked up a Dizzy Dean signed baseball, and it had some other baseball player on the other side. I don't even remember who it is. I've got it on display. The value of that ball is nowhere near what the value of a single signed Dizzy Dean ball is. But
so that
I didn't
extra,
care.
That extra signature actually
it hurts
devalued
it. It hurts
the
it
ball.
A lot. Yeah, yep. But I liked it. I did it. I didn't do it to resell it anyway. I liked it. I wanted to keep it at display as well, and it was an inexpensive way to do it. So you kind of have to decide: are you doing things as a collector or as almost like an investor? An investor, you want to do just single sign footballs. Collector, for coolness' sake, get them both on there if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of maybe, you know, passing it down, you know, through generations. So maybe just getting both of them together, you know, and as time progresses, maybe, you know, just pass it along, you know?
Yeah, very cool. Either way, it's going to be a good ball. And just remember, value-wise, it would be better to just get Sayers on another ball. But coolness-wise, if you like it, do it.
Okay. Yeah, I would rather go with the value. I do appreciate it, fellas.
Okay, sounds good. Justin from Melrose Park is on the line. What do you have there, Justin?
Hey, how you doing today, sir?
Doing great.
You know what? I got a signed Walter Payton jersey. However, the autograph has faded pretty well over time due to some sun, sunlight.
Yeah, you probably had it displayed in a well-lit area. Huh? That can
yeah. It was in my bedroom, so it was definitely well lit. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering if you got any advice on, you know, how to maybe save the rest of the autograph or.
No, you know, my advice would be if you have a valuable autograph in the future, keep it in a area that's darker. The ideal thing is to have it in something that's enclosed, and maybe you can open it up or take it out when people are coming over to display it. But you want to keep autographed items out of direct sunlight or bright light. Once it's faded, there's really nothing you can do. You know, it's gone. I literally had autographs that I had in the sunlight in the case at T-Crown that virtually disappeared. So just learn from it, and in the future, put it in a. Make sure you keep your autographs in a darker area.
Right. Does it lose its value with the fading?
Oh yeah, they grade autographs just the way they grade cards and other things, and the higher the grade of the autograph, I mean, think about it from yourself. If you're buying a Walter Payton jersey, do you want one with a faded autograph or a nice solid clean autograph? You want
right.
you'd be willing to pay more for the one with the solid, clean autograph. So it's time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We have a nice prize package to give away to one caller. Give us a call with a question about the value of a collectible. Get in the drawing and you get to hear what we think it might go for. You can also tweet me an item at TCrownTom as my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins September 29th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil Super Conventional Motor Oil for $15.95 or upgrade to Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $25.95. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a feeling you only get by being here. Chicagoland Speedway, September 12th through the 14th. It's our NASCAR triple header weekend, culminating with the kickoff to the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup.
9 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series championships running inches apart.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup starts as 16 drivers battle for a championship.
All of those valuable points up for grabs. 2 to go.
For tickets, call 888-629-RACE or visit ChicagolandSpeedway.com. Chicagoland Speedway, the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup starts here.
Fantasy football is back, and you could get your piece of the $5 million being awarded this week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. They're crowning millionaires all season. Just go to DraftKings.com and enter promo code MVP to get free entry into the Week 1 $5 million kickoff bash. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter MVP for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions here to take your questions, comments about sports and collecting. If you have an item that you're proud of and you just want to tell us what you have, you think it's valuable, or if you want to know the value of an item, give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might go for in a current auction. If it's authentic, like if it's autographed, it's got to be authentic, of course. If it's game used, it has to truly be game used. But we'll try to give you an estimate, and then you'll be in the drawing. ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner directly to their door, free of charge, the prize package, a 3-box package, including a 2014 Topps baseball factory set, an Upper Deck MVP hockey box, and a Panini baseball box, so Panini Prism baseball. So give us a call, get in the drawing, have some fun. It's opening day for the Bears. If you're out there driving to the Bears game, give us a call. You probably have some sort of Bears memorabilia. Almost every Bears fan probably has a ticket stub or something cool that they have from the past. So give us a call. All right, Todd from Arlington Heights has been waiting. What do you have there, Todd?
Morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. I have a signed pair of Ichiro batting gloves I was curious about.
Ooh. Wow. Now, are they game used? How'd you get those, Todd?
A friend of mine, his dad, used to work for the Yankees a while back, and he still's got some connections, and they were, like, kind of filtered through.
Nice. Wow. Wow. What do you think of those, Bill Huggins?
Todd, you're probably – both gloves are signed or just one?
No, both gloves.
Both gloves are signed. For the pair of those, Todd, you're probably looking somewhere between $300 and $500.
Very cool. Very nice.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, and Bill, you should have that Superman stuff tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool. This is Todd, Superman Todd. That's
Superman
how you,
Todd,
you have to
right.
call. From now on, when you call in, it's Superman Todd from Arlington Heights. I put up on Twitter links to a couple of your things, Todd, that one picture was actually, now that was a negative that you had where it was, where Superman was on the ledge with Lucille Ball. That was from the I Love Lucy show, right?
Yeah, the sixth season, 13th episode or something like that.
Okay, and then also you had the one where I think that was either in the opening or the ending of the old 50s Superman show that they used to play in the 60s and 70s all the time, where he's just standing there and it looks...
He's got the American flag behind him and stuff. Yeah, that's from the opening segment. Some of the stuff I sent Bill.
So you sent the negatives. Those will be in the October auction. Where did you get those, Todd?
I did work for a guy, and he was just getting rid of stuff. And he's like, here, go ahead. And that all came with the book that I brought in.
Right. I wonder where he got them. Did he work in television, or what's the deal?
I think he did, but he said he couldn't remember for sure, so... I sent those negatives, and I got Wolf Camera to make a print out of each one of those. And that's, you know, what I put on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what I sent Bill.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, now that leads to where Vince and I were talking before the show. Now, when you print a photo now, I guess, Bill Huggins, that would be considered a Type 3 photo if it's from an original negative from the 50s, but it's printed now. The valuable ones, if it's a historic moment, like let's say you had a negative from when Babe Ruth called his shot, and there's a dated printed photo from that time, that's worth a lot more than if you printed off the negative now. Correct, Bill Huggins?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was what Todd and I were talking about was him just getting somebody to print the pictures of what these negatives show so that...
You can display them.
So I can show the people that are going to be bidding on this stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas you can't, it's very hard to, in a magazine or in a catalog, even on the internet, to show what the negative depicts. You need to develop it.
Right.
So it's, you could, I mean, now that you have the negative, you could make endless copies of the things.
That'll be interesting to see what those negatives go for. That one strip had, what, maybe 15 things on it, and the other one maybe six or seven. That's cool. That was neat, Todd.
Right,
you've got some cool stuff. You're a good collector there, Todd.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, next on the line, we have Mike from the South Side. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a couple items I was asking about. One I have, this is a typical 8x12 picture of Joe Namath signed in a plaque.
Okay, signed by Joe Namath. Yeah, he's not that tough of a signature. An 8x10 is probably $50 to $75, something like that. You have something else?
Good reference to your Bears fans. I have a game jersey from Brian Urlacher signed and framed.
Oh, a game worn jersey?
I believe so. I can't really confirm that, but it definitely his size jersey, the giant jersey.
Okay, Bill Huggins, if it could be proven that it was an Urlacher game worn and signed jersey, how much more would that be than just an Urlacher, you know, signed jersey?
You're probably looking at 5 to 10 times that. You know,
yeah.
An Urlacher jersey is probably in the $200-$300 range. The Urlacher game jersey is probably more in the $1,000-$1,500 range.
Yeah, so the definitely. How would he check that out, Bill?
Well, you'd need to check the tags. Obviously, it would need to show some game use and stuff like that. There are special link tags, and a lot of the players have special little idiosyncrasies that they do with their jerseys. They'll stitch the sleeves closed tighter so that their arms look bigger or something, things like that. And if it has all those characteristics, it shows some use. It's the old duck theory. It could be his jersey, you know.
Yeah, that'd be a good one for a Huggins and Scott auction, especially if it was proven that it was game use. You know, speaking of negatives in the Huggins and Scott auction, I had the lady came in with the old photos and negatives from the Tribune from the 50s, and I saw you guys had broken up a lot. You had one lot in the October auction that starts September 29th where it was 65 original photo negatives, including Hank Aaron and Nellie Fox, 58 Milwaukee Braves, and 59 White Sox. So that should be an interesting lot to see how that goes, too.
Yeah, those are bigger negatives, though.
Yes, they are.
They're almost 4x6 themselves. I'm thinking the stuff Todd has is more of the strip-type stuff.
Right, he did. His were smaller. Yeah. That's correct. Okay, next on the line we have Paul from Norwood Park. What's new, Paul?
Hey, Tom. Fantastic show. I've listened to you guys for years.
Thanks.
I really enjoy. I've been a collector my entire life since birth, it seems, and I've accumulated quite a massive collection. But
you're a good man, Paul.
I enjoy the hobby, but I lost my job recently, so I'm looking to unload and some of my collection.
Now Bill Huggins likes you also.
And I'm going to be in contact with Bill because
okay.
I hear his little part about consignments and stuff like that, and let's see what you got.
Well, anyway, the Huggins and Scott auction phone line during the week, call 866-462-2273. Back to Paul from Norwood Park. What do you have, Paul?
Very good. I got a couple of things. I've got two of my favorite collectibles that I have is a signed football separate, one by Mike Singletary and one by Dan Hampton.
Okay, they're both in the $100 range, 100, maybe 150, depending on how nice.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty good. The signatures are good, kept them out of light and everything.
Very good.
The other thing I have is I have some rookie cards. They're all PSA graded by PSA. We have Derek Jeter and Cal Ripken Jr. and Frank Thomas.
Okay, is Jeter that SP upper deck card or a Bowman or a Pinnacle?
No, it's just a basic Tops.
Okay, is it a 10?
It's a near mint 9.
Okay, 9's decent, but really the money on those, because they made so many from that time frame, if you got to have a 10 on that card to really get some money for it. How about the Ripken rookie?
The Ripken's an 8.5.
An 8.5. That's a decent grade on that card. Not huge money, because what you need to do on those is look up the population reports and see how many total they graded, and where all of a sudden there's a big drop-off and there's very few of them that hit that grade. That's really the grade you need, that or better, whatever that point is, in order to get bigger money for your cards. Because otherwise, if there's a lot of them in your grade, they won't go for all that much money. Still great collectibles, but just not as valuable. Dave from Plainfield is on the line. What do you have there, Dave?
Actually, it's my sons. You know, before each Bulls game, they pick five kids to go up, and they get a book and an autograph from a player, and he got Derrick Rose.
Oh, really? Now, what book did he get signed?
It's called Hoop City. That's what they give out to each kid before each game.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I would think that's in the $100 to $200 range, depending on how it looks, how it displays, and how healthy Derrick Rose is now for the rest of the time. I'll tell you what, he's not shooting well, but he looks really fast in the Team USA. He looks healthy. I think he might have a good year. I'm very optimistic
he's
about
it. He's got his quickness. He's got
he really
quick
does.
First step still there, so hopefully that'll,
yeah.
You know.
He looks a lot faster than he did the start of last year before he got hurt again. So I think maybe that original injury is healed completely now, and I think he's ready to go.
We can only hope.
Yes, we can only hope. And now you got Pau Gasol, and I mean, they should be a fun team to watch. And also, speaking of Pau Gasol, if Spain-U.S. would be a nice final game, that'd be a fun game to watch. Shay from Bourbonnais, what's up, Shay?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I got two Jordan cards that I was just wondering. I got a, one of them was a 1985 Nike oversized Michael Jordan card.
85?
Yes.
Well, have you had that one at all, Bill Huggins?
Yeah, that's the, it's about the size of a postcard, Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, that, and he's kind of doing his famous split in midair and stuff like that. Those things, Jay, they used to get a couple of $100s. I think they have settled more into the $50 to $100 range.
Is that one that needs to be a really high grade now to get the bucks?
If you could get that graded to 10, you still may get some good money for it.
Yeah, that would be good then.
A few sold on eBay recently between $80 and $90 as well. So Bill's spot on again.
All right, very good. And we have George from Algonquin on the line. What's new, George?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
In 1972, I was in the Little League World Series for State of Illinois Championship, and we met Ted Williams, and Ted Williams signed a 3x5 piece of paper from some California hotel. I'm sorry, Carolina hotel. It's just his name on a piece of paper. I don't have an authenticator or anything, but I was him and me, so.
A cut signature of Ted Williams, a couple $100. Now, I want to know more about how you did in that World Series, though. George, were you on TV?
No. We went to the state finals, semifinals, and lost to Bradley Bourbonnais, as a matter of fact. But we came from Chicago.
Okay, what position did you play?
I was the bench guy. I was a guy who didn't play very much.
Oh, okay. So,
I was a catcher, but my father was a manager, and we went that far. It was pretty cool.
So you were the backup catcher on the thing anyway. That's not bad. At least you didn't drop any flies in right field or anything, George.
Certainly didn't.
He was there. He was in the Little League World Series.
You
could
say you were there,
you
advance. That's cool. And you got a Ted. You met Ted Williams, so that was a worthwhile venture. Thanks for the call, George. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your comments, your questions about sports, sports collectibles, and we have a prize package to give away, which will be delivered to your door free of charge by ERC Delivery. So give us a call if you have a question. You can also tweet a question. Jonathan tweeted he has Pierce Brosnan as James Bond, a signed 11x14 photo authenticated by JSA. You think that does more than 100, Bill, or is that more in the $50 to $100 range?
Oh, I don't know. That the size of the picture is what's probably nice there, because anytime you get past 8x10s, you get into far less of them available. 11x14, 16x20s, there's just far less of those around, and they bring 2 to 3 to 5 times what an 8x10 will bring.
Okay, that's good. It's a cool shot, you know, where he's got the gun pointed up as James Bond. It's on my @TCrownTom Twitter ID if you want to see the photo. So not a bad photo. Okay, well, hang in there. It's time for another short break. Don't forget, 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencela.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Fantasy football is back, and you could get your piece of the $5 million being awarded this week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. They're crowning millionaires all season. Just go to DraftKings.com and enter promo code PASS to get free entry into the Week 1 $5 million kickoff bash. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter PASS for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Grew up as a Muslim.
I believe Jesus died for my sins.
I would immediately eliminate any kind of religion.
How many guns can I bring?
I don't think people should bring guns.
I don't believe in monogamy.
I would love to be the president.
All the presidents so far have been men, and none of them have been able to balance the budget.
When these 15 strangers come together for 1 year to create a new society from scratch, will it be hell on earth or utopia? Fox presents an unprecedented social experiment, Utopia, premiering tonight on Fox.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army, where I stood side by side with some of the most resilient people I've ever met. They taught me that one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or service member in crisis or having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. One conversation can save a life. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, and our producer, George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And you can call us with a question about your collectibles, 312-332-3776, and get in a drawing for a prize package, three boxes of cards, and ERC Delivery will deliver them right to your door, to the winner. So give us a call or tweet me a question at @TCrownTom. If I use it, then you will get in the drawing. And, okay, looking at the Huggins and Scott auction coming up September 29th, the bidding begins. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Oh, there's another set here, a 1956 Topps baseball set, complete PSA graded set, average grade 7.206, number 39 on the registry. So if you like this registry stuff, like I say, it's a great thing to buy it, and you can always upgrade it if you want, but be prepared to spend some pretty good bucks if you are going to get it done. So check out HugginsandScott.com. Now, we've got some guys waiting. Paul from Kenosha, thanks for waiting so long. Have you recovered from the Packers shellacking on Thursday night, Paul?
Yes, sir. I have a question. I have a Reinitsky rookie card, and he autographed it.
Ooh, I like it. How nice.
The autograph's great. It was down at a store in northern Illinois. His Ace Hardware was a grand opening or something. He was signing all kinds of stuff.
Cool. How good a condition is the card?
The card's decent. It's not centered real well, but the corners are nice.
Bill Huggins, would you recommend he get that in a holder where they authenticate the autograph and grade the card, or at least authenticate the autograph? Bill Huggins, are you there?
Yep, well, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear what he had, a Reinitsky rookie card signed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Paul, that's certainly something that's very hot right now, and signed rookie cards, and certainly signed rookie cards of guys who are no longer signing them is even better. So you would want to get that encapsulated either by PSA or JSA or Beckett even, and, you know, but I would recommend JSA to encapsulate that.
It's really gotten big the last few years, Paul, where lower grade rookies of vintage rookies of Hall of Famers, people are getting those signed, and the cards are really hot, so that's a great item.
Okay, thank you so much.
Next on the line is Pollard from Lake Station. What do you have there? Hello, Lake Station. Hello. Are you there? Okay, I guess he's not.
Hello.
Oh, you're still there. You were waiting so long. I tried to give you as much time as I could to get you on. What do you have?
I have a football signed by Coach Tom Osborne. It's also signed by All-American Joe Boyd, who was on the national championship team for Texas A&M in 1940.
Okay, now what do you think of that combo? It's a Tom. Did Tom Osborne, before he coached at Nebraska, coach at A&M?
I don't remember.
Because I'm trying to think if there's any type of connection. What do you think of that one, Bill?
Well, you're right. If there is a connection, probably a ball worth, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 to $300, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's good to have an old Hall of Famer on an item, but when you have two signatures, like I was saying about my Dizzy Dean ball, the other guy who signed it, If he was his teammate, that's okay. But if it's a common guy or whatever.
Had it been Daffy Dean, would that have been okay of the value?
Yeah.
Of the, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever had a Dizzy and Daffy? That's all, Bill.
Those two signed a lot of stuff. We've had dual signed balls. They also had their own line of sportswear. And we've had actually a Dizzy Daffy jersey signed by the two of them. So,
you know, Bill Huggins, I was talking to your son Ricky on the phone this week, and he warned me that you might be popping up with a Cubs joke. Do you have a Cubs joke on you, or are you going to pass on that one?
Well, it was. It's sort of really a question as to why do women shy away from dating Cubs fans?
Okay. Oh, God. I didn't know that they did, but why do they, Bill?
Well, they know they'll never get a ring.
Boy, here we go. Ricky warned me it wasn't going to be good. He was right. Andrew from Mokina's on the line. What do you have, Andrew?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, I have just your standard leather Wilson football with a certificate of authenticity signed by Dante Culpepper. I was wondering if that was worth anything.
You know, do you play like one of those annual Thanksgiving football games or something, Andrew? Might be good to use it in that Culpepper.
Start the tradition of the Culpepper Bowl.
That could be the trophy to the MVP of the winning team, because I think the value started off pretty good on that, but kind of went downhill after a couple of years. He seemed to really get erratic with his throwing after a while. Dwayne from Aurora is on the line. What do you have there, Dwayne?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
I had Ted Williams soda pop Moxie item I showed you one day.
Oh, I took a picture of that. I don't think I ever posted it, but I'll have to try to post that during the week. Can you describe it for Bill Huggins quickly and see if he can tell what
it's
it is?
It's probably about an 8x10 color. It's from Moxie Soda Pop. I think it was a remake in the 70s. I've had it for 25, 30 years. Very nice Ted Williams signature on it.
What do you think of the value of that, Bill?
Dwayne, is it just like, is it a tin sign?
Just one person signed, but it's in a nice felt.
Is the item you have made of tin or metal?
Tin.
Tin.
Yes. A blue pen. Okay, so it's just a metal reproduction of the sign that Moxie.
No, it's a color. It's color like a photo, color photograph.
Oh, okay, so it's not a sign. Well,
signed. It is signed by him.
Right.
If it's authentic. But
right,
it's a average
item. I've seen those sell for in the neighborhood of $200 to $300.
Okay. Yeah, makes a nice display. That autograph looks authentic, but I'm not an authenticator. But that was a neat item. I'll have to try to put that up on Twitter here. Somebody just tweeted me, what is the value of printing plates? I just got a Leaf Auto Joey Gallo printing plate, so that's a one of one. I don't know what that would go for, but he's a power hitter, right? Isn't he the guy where he and Chris Bryant were kind of going head-to-head? So that's a good, I don't think he goes anywhere near what Chris Bryant goes for. I would probably wait till he gets going in the majors and see if he turns into a big power
hitter
in the majors.
Put that in his futures box, you know, just kind of hold on to that for a while. It could be very valuable.
That's exactly right. And we've got the Vince. Now, Vince and I had a fantasy football draft together. I was 11th. Vince was 12th. And I don't think Vince was very happy with some of my picks because he brought in the next day his angry sheets, his angry note sheet from the day before.
So I'm thinking I'm going to get Ryan Matthews, and, you know, you already have two running backs on the fourth round, and I'm thinking I'm going to get Ryan Matthews, and boom, it right before me, you just take it, and, you know. I reached for the phone. I was going to leave you a nasty message, so when you got into T-Crown the next day, you'd hear my angst, but, you know, so you did that a few times to me. Thank you.
Well, you know, Vince, Josh did that to me in our draft, too. I told him he was fired.
It
happens, though.
It's poor George. It sounds like my board didn't work because I had that cut. I just clicked on it. So we'll hit it again. The new cut didn't anyway. We'll play it again here. I got to play this cut. Jeff from the West Side is on the line. What do you have there, Jeff?
Got a question. I need you guys to solve a little brotherly wager. My brother was drinking one day and ended up with an autograph of Dick Biondi on a White Castle box.
Now that is awesome.
I love that story.
That is wow. Was this after 2 in the morning, I'm guessing, Jeff?
Middle of the day, football season, he was doing like a remote at a car dealership. I don't know. I don't even know the whole story. But my thing is that I told him that the autograph was probably worth less than a new White Castle, which is 52 cents.
Was it a 12-pack of sliders? Or
no, it's just one hamburger box.
Oh, you know. I don't think that would end up in a Huggins and Scott auction, but that I would love to have that at T Crown for my, you know, just actually for my own collection. So tell your brother to bring it in. I'll give him at least $10 for it, Jeff.
You got it.
If he can prove to me with his story, if I believe him, I won't resell it, but I'll keep it. Dick Biondi on it, eating sliders. And then he probably woke up. Did Dick Biondi actually sign my
And Dick's box? Like, did I actually sign something?
Yeah, right. Ryan from Michigan City's online. What do you have there, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing? In 1991 or 92, Sandberg was on the cover of Super Bases Loaded, and they gave away 500 winners if you bought the game poster. Super Bases Loaded poster signed by Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Now, so that was a video game, Super Bases Loaded?
Yeah, it was like a Nintendo game from when I was a kid.
So did they make Sandberg, like, impossible to get out?
I don't think they even used the major leaguers. He was just, like, on the cover without his uniform. Like,
okay.
They didn't save that money. You know how it is.
Any additional value because it's on that bill, or is it just a pretty typical?
That's probably a T-Crown item.
Yeah. I don't think I want that. If I'm getting the slider box, I don't want that. Sorry, Ryan. Not this week. Maybe in the future. Next on the line, let's see who's waiting the longest. Scott from Lansing is on the line. What do you have, Scott? Hello, Scott. Are you there? Okay, I guess Scott lost his place in line. One last chance. No, he gone. Okay, Lori from Hickory Hills is online. What do you have there, Lori?
Hi, Lori. I have a white felt Blackhawks. It's white felt with the pendant, you know, from like the 70s with Magnuson, Stan Mikita, all those guys' signature on it.
Oh, is it like the whole team signed?
It's a bunch of them. I'm not really a sports girl, but I have it.
Well, depending on who it is, if they're all authentic, how many are on there, that could be $200 to $300, especially on an old Blackhawks pennant. I like that.
It's a white felt with the Blackhawks. Yeah. It's in black. It's, like, really old.
Yeah.
And they're all signed.
Keep that out of direct sunlight because, you know, that could fade. But if they aren't faded, yeah, I would think, don't you think, Bill, probably a couple hundred, depending on how many are on there?
Oh, yeah. I don't
know. How do I get rid of it because I'm trying to unload?
Now, is that an item that would be worth a Huggins try?
Well, were they champions back then at all, or no?
No. Well, it might have been the year where they lost to the Canadians in the finals. That's a possibility.
If she could bring it in and show it to you at your store.
Where are you?
I'm in Triple Crown in Naperville. You could bring it in, and I'll send. Bill Huggins is actually in outside of Washington, D.C. And by the way, the Blackhawks are playing the Capitals in the Outdoor Classic January 1st, Bill.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking the Blackhawks are going to win that game, just so you know.
Where is that game?
What?
Is the game in Chicago or in Washington?
I think it's in Washington, the Outdoor Classic.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Mark from Elmhurst is on the line. What do you have, Mark?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I have, from Nike Town in the late 80s, a pair of baby booties, but they're Air Jordan baby booties with the soft bottoms. And Michael Jordan signed his first name on one tongue and his last name on the other tongue. So Air Jordan baby booties signed by Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Kind of crazy, but
yeah. What do you think, Bill?
I don't know. I mean, that sounds neat. I mean, if you could get that authenticated, that would be a big hurdle, I think, because I've never seen them authenticate just a Michael signature and then just a Jordan signature. It would be interesting to see how he would have signed his last name and where he would have stopped his first name, because normally when those guys sign their names, it's one complete stroke.
Correct.
Whereas he would have had to pick up his 10 from stopping to sign the tongue of one and then move it over to the other. So that if that could be authenticated, that would be a great item for Jordan collectors.
Yeah, so you would take...
You'd be talking 500 to 1,000 or more, easy.
So if that's authentic, you would take that in a Huggins auction.
Oh, I think it would get a lot of action.
Okay, sure. The number at Huggins and Scott is 866-462-2273. Mark, you can give him a call during the week. Let's get one more call here. Gary from St. Charles is on the line. What do you have there, Gary? Sounds like a neat item.
Hey, how you doing? I got a Nike custom Matt Forte game cleats that he never worn a game.
Oh.
I'm looking to get them autographed by Forte. And you just do one cleat, both cleat? Where would you have them signed?
How would you recommend that, Bill?
If you can get them both signed, But I would get them signed on the side where there's not a whole lot of other stuff going on, like not any logos or anything. Get them to sign in a place that's very visible.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, and then that's a good display item. Okay, let's get one more on here. We've got, let's see, Mike from Palatine is on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
I was on a Delta flight from Norfolk, Virginia, down to Atlanta, and I was in 4B, and the guy in 4A was Hank Aaron.
Hammer and Hank. Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah. So I've got the manifest with his name in 4A and mine in 4B, and then a best wishes, Hank Aaron, on the manifest.
That's pretty. What year was that?
It's been about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The manifest is not dated. I just looked at it.
Okay. Now, what do you think of that? What's the value of that, Bill? Is that like a $100 item, you think?
Mike, I think something that is more of a you thing than anything.
Yeah, right.
To try and tell that story every time somebody pushes a little button when they see it, it's going
to
be hard.
Neat item,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
And it's a great story to tell your friends when they come over. So,
yeah,
worth more to you than anybody else. Okay, it's like I say, today's a holiday, especially, it's at opening day for the Bears. Now, Vince and I did our fantasy draft. We're all done with that. By the way, the fantasy football show is starting up this week right after our show with Jeff Meller. So don't forget to stay tuned when our show ends. I wanted to talk a little bit. I think this year is a really good class for rookies, and I don't recommend picking Derek Carr right now for your fantasy team, but it's kind of interesting. Looking in Roto World magazine, they said the Raiders drafted Carr with the 36th pick and plan to sit him for his entire rookie year behind 33-year-old pick six machine Matt Schaub. So obviously things can change quickly in the NFL. It's good to get good rookies on your team. Now, Derek Carr, one thing I really like about him, former Packer receiver James Jones, now a Raider, was talking about him and compared his calmness in the pocket to Aaron Rodgers. He said, I guess he was calling him mini A-Rod since the first week he started playing. So from a card standpoint, card collecting standpoint, Derek Carr might be somebody really worth picking up.
He's shown a lot of poise this preseason. He's got some other wide receivers besides Jones and Moore and Streeter. So he could put it up there.
Sounds great, Greg.
Not surprised.
That's
you did
the Brady
that.
Bunch thing. That's the one I've been waiting to use on Vince. He's a big Brady Bunch.
Yes.
And when I bored him on an email one time, he gave me the sounds great, Greg. All right. We're already at the end of the show. Sorry, anybody who's waiting, you can. And we had some Twitter things. I'll try to get them on next week. But it's time to do the drawing for the prize package.
I have to stop laughing here.
Who's the winner this week?
Jonathan from Twitter will be this week's winner.
Jonathan from Twitter. And how does he get the prize?
Email me, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you. Set up a delivery at your convenience, right to your door, no charge.
All right, very good. So email vince@ercdelivery. ERC delivers anywhere in the Chicago delivery area, on demand, Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, Rockford, Northwest Indiana. Can pretty much go anywhere.
All right. And check out tcrowntom.com. That's my website. There's usually random stuff going on.
You can hear rebroadcast of this show,
Oh, that's
too.
Great.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you said that.
Yep.
Every week, George usually sends me around noontime or so a rebroadcast of the current week's show, so we have that up there the whole week. And then don't forget to check out, and that's on tcrowntom.com. Don't forget to check out hugginsandscott.com. Their auction starts September 29th, their October auction, and they already have previews of a bunch of different really neat items up there. And you can contact Bill Huggins during the week at 866-462-2273. Enjoy opening day. Have a great week, everybody, and go Bears. Talk to you next week.